Jim is on the phone. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
I understand you're in Dallas.
I certainly am.
Well, it's good to have you with us all the way from the other side of the U.S. What can we do for you?
All right. My question today is, I've recently developed an interest in astronomy, and I hope you can clear up what appears to be some contradictory explanations concerning the final phase in the life cycle of stars. Different astronomers and astrophysicists that I've listened to have stated that stars end up as white dwarfs, neutron stars, pulsars, quasars, black holes, and in fact, one scientist even mentioned that some stars eventually contract into large diamonds. So that's quite a range of possibilities. So my question is, what does the final stage of a star's life look like? Are all of these possibilities, or is there one final state that all stars eventually reach? And if so, what is that state?
Very good question, Jim. There's basically lots of different types of stars, and basically depends on how big the star was to start with. If you've got a very small, if you've got something that's what's called a brown dwarf, that's a minute star, less than maybe 8% of the mass of the sun. It doesn't even, it collapses, forms something a bit like a big Jupiter. It starts to warm up, but it doesn't even warm up enough to start fusion. It doesn't fuse any hydrogen. It just sits there and slowly cools down and ends up as a very cold planet. If you go slightly bigger, you get small stars, which the gas in them collapses. They heat up enough to start burning hydrogen. The small stars, less than about half the mass of the sun, they burn all their hydrogen, but they never get hot enough or dense enough to start burning helium, so they then cool down, and a star is basically just hot gas. The only thing which is supporting it under gravity is its temperature, so it slowly cools down and shrinks and shrinks and shrinks and forms this great big lump of helium. It's a sort of helium white dwarf. Normal stars like the sun, they burn their hydrogen away, but then they've got enough mass to collapse down and they start burning their helium to form carbon. And then it will burn away. And as it does that, the core of the star collapses. It gets very, very hot and it sort of blows the outer layers of the star out to form a red giant. So you've got a very small core with a great big kind of diffuse, sort of warmish sort of red star outside it. And then this core, it's not massive enough to burn the carbon to form anything else. So the core, you get a bit of an explosion, blow away the outer layers. You end up with just another cold sort of carbon core. Some of these, as they cool down, they can crystallize and form sort of diamond type things. You get a bit bigger, then this white dwarf has got enough mass to collapse and form a neutron star, like I was talking about earlier, that explodes and form a huge supernova. And if you get even bigger than that, that's so massive that the neutron star will collapse to form a black hole from which nothing even light can escape from.
Very comprehensive answer. Thank you very much, Dave, and I hope that sorts you out, Jim. And thank you for calling us from Dallas. Wonderful to have you with us, Kat.
So it goes to show that size is everything in astronomy.